Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. It's Tuesday. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Another gorgeous start to the day out there for you. And looks like a little bit of rain, maybe late tonight. But wow, I kind of enjoyed the close to 90 degrees yesterday. How about you? It wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad. It felt a little humid, actually.
I'm so sorry.
Don't you do that to me, Mark Cox.
I'm just kidding you, Kim. I feel for you. I really do, because my wife was pregnant during the heat of the summer when she was carrying our son and our oldest daughter. So she's our youngest daughter. So she I understand what that's like.
Well, this is nothing compared to what it will be.
I know. I'm preparing myself. Because you're not due to what, late August?
Yeah.
Ooh. Going to heat up between now and then, for sure. Happy you're with us this morning. We've got lots and lots and lots to get to for you today. Updates on that terrorist attack out in Colorado. Even the mainstream media has finally agreed that, well, maybe it was a hate crime. Is that because the federal prosecutors have now charged the guy with a hate crime? You would have had to have been blind not to see this immediately. But we got so many issues going on this morning with this. Jamie Raskin, the crazy left Democrat, came out yesterday and said, "This is why we need more gun control." and the prosecutor admitted yesterday the guy tried to go buy a gun, couldn't because he was an illegal alien. So then he researched how to build Molotov cocktails. Mm-hmm. So, again, the left resorts to gun control when guns had nothing to do with what happened in Colorado. The existing laws stop the guy from getting a gun.
Right.
But that's not good enough for him. Now, on the downside, the United States Supreme Court failed us once again yesterday, just so you know, if you're a supporter of the Second Amendment. They declined to hear challenges from Gun Owners of America on the AR-15 bans in a couple of East Coast states. Now, it does not include Illinois. That one is still moving forward. And I'm hoping that'll be the one they agree to hear. I have no idea why, with a conservative majority on that court, constitutionalists on that court, they would continue to treat the Second Amendment as a lesser amendment than all of the rest. The wording in it couldn't be more clear. The United States court has set the precedent on that, and yet they continue to deny looking at these challenges to states where they've decided to ban American semi-automatic sporting rifles. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Fortunately, it is 2A Tuesday, and we'll have Mark Walters on a little later this morning, and we can try to hash this out and figure out what's going on and what the strengths are in those other cases, for sure. So something was drawn to my attention yesterday, And we're gonna sort this out before the end of the show today, and that's why I think you're gonna enjoy this. It has been a mystery to me so far. I've tried to read up on it, but Joe Nicola is a senator from the western part of the state. He put out a post. He and his chief of staff put out a post on Facebook yesterday, or 2 days ago, I should say. It was before June 1st, so it must have been over the weekend. And pointing out that if you've wondered, just in case you've wondered why the appraisal on your home went up so much in your particular county, there is a board of people, all Republicans to the best of my knowledge, in the state of Missouri who have adopted some national or international set of standards for what your property tax rate should be, your property value should be compared to market value. And they are forcing this standard on every county in the state of Missouri. And many, many, many counties have signed memorandums of understanding that they will increase your property tax values to meet this new national standard. So in other words, many of them have the ability right now to increase your appraisal value by 15% without even looking at your property. And many have signed a memorandum of understanding to do that just to bring up, just to raise money. At the end of the day, it's government reaching into your pocket because they currently believe they're not taking enough of your money. It's unbelievable when I listen to the story. I've got the list, by the way, of the local counties that have already signed these memorandums of understanding. And we're going to have that for you a little later. Joe Nicola is going to join us this morning at 8:35. So be sure and stick around for that, because I want him to explain this in his own words and why they think this is okay, and maybe why the legislature hasn't done something about it. Like, suddenly they woke up one day and said, oh, we're not bringing in enough tax revenue. Let's order all of the assessors in every county in the state to automatically raise assessments. Or if they don't, we're going to go after them. So there are some that aren't on the list, and apparently this board is seeking action against them for not raising property taxes enough. Isn't it crazy?
It is crazy. But
meanwhile, the special session's going on. Nick Schroer and several other senators down there have already introduced bills saying if you're gonna take taxpayer money to support stadiums in Kansas City, you're going to give us either some income tax relief or some property tax relief. Mm-hmm. Somewhere we're going to get a pound of flesh for the taxpayers if you're taking some of their money to spend on sports stadiums. I think it's a great idea. We'll see where it goes. By the way, for those of you who are daily listeners, the governor of the state of Missouri has agreed to come on tomorrow morning. Did I say tomorrow or Thursday?
I was going to say, isn't it Thursday?
I think it's Thursday morning. I'm sorry. I'm a day ahead of myself. So Thursday morning, we will get Governor Kehoe on here to talk about the special session and some of the pushback that he's getting early on to his idea. He's in support of the idea of some sort of tax support for these stadiums over in Kansas City. So we'll let him come on and explain all of that for you here coming up in just a few minutes. So all that straight ahead. We've also got Todd Pyro, of course, Fox and Friends First. And we're going to get to all of it for you here in just a couple of minutes. But I tell you right now, I want us to get to our top stories. Let me give this to Ethan so he knows exactly what is in my mind. I walked in the studio a few minutes late. Let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I said this on the House floor. You know it's a good bill because the left hates it. And the left hates it because it has core common sense Republican principles in it.
Jim Jordan, he's out there fighting for the bill. I don't know if he's lobbying the Senate or not. That seems to be where the problem is.
Is the individuals that the Biden administration actually kept off the known suspected terror list, which is amazing, right? They were pressured to keep certain individuals who should have been placed on that list off of the list for political realities.
Yeah, Corey Lewandowski with a bombshell yesterday, alleging the Biden administration was protecting certain people from the known terrorist list. Was this guy in Colorado on it?
Musk did with his Doge is going to cause lasting damage to the American people. He ought to be apologizing to the American people for what he has done.
Chuck Schumer. Chuck has been deeply wounded by cuts to government. He hates that. He's a Democrat. What do you expect?
When it comes to RAMS funds, you'll see, proposal this week going through the Board of Aldermen that should get us through the summer. But, you know, this is a very, very long, long recovery process, and we want to be very thoughtful and deliberative in how we deploy the funds that are going to be required.
Yep, that was the mayor, Kara Spencer, there. Called it. Kim St. Ange, just so you know. I called this last week. I said, I'm hearing rumors they're going to try to tap into the Rams settlement money to cover some of these expenses.
Here's the question, I guess. So obviously they tried to figure out what to do with the Rams settlement money. It's like $250 million the city got, and they couldn't agree on it. They did all these surveys and held these, you know, public meetings where people could throw out ideas. And I thought the thing they were landing on was something like water infrastructure. I don't even remember. It was something that I thought seemed stupid in comparison to what they should spend it on, which in my opinion is public safety. But point is, this $30 million they're thinking of using toward tornado relief is specifically from interest. So I wonder if that somehow allows them, obviously they have to pass a bill and pass it. They have to introduce a bill, rather, and pass it. But I wonder if it might make it easier because it's interest? It's not the original money they were given?
That's a good question. I mean, I think that they have to, legally, they have to be careful how they do it. But they are going to go after it. And I guess the question you have to ask is, when the federal faucet turns on, and that's going to happen, it's just a matter of time, right? A group of local people went up to D.C. yesterday, I understand, Nicole Jenkins among them, my friend Nicole, lobbying to get this money sooner rather than later. Well, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. And I suspect pretty soon it will. But as Joe Vaccaro pointed out, FEMA's not going to come into town and rebuild these houses. Even when they get financial support, emergency support from the federal government, it's not money to come in and rebuild houses for people that didn't have insurance.
Nor should they do that.
So, well, but that's what the city's going to do. I'm just convinced of it. If they're allowed to use this RAM settlement money, and don't get me wrong, I think that they had big plans to waste it, and thank God those plans got derailed before the end of the Jones administration. And you know, she and Megan Green had their own plans to dole this out to their constituents and try to make everybody happy with getting some of their own. This money is going to be used to rebuild houses for people in North St. Louis. Mark my words. They'll figure out a way to do it.
They're saying it would be used for temporary housing, home repairs, insurance deductibles, and health services. I don't know. The biggest issue really is going to be, how do you fairly distribute this? Because do you give it to the businesses? Do you give it to the nonprofits that are helping these people? If you're giving it to people who don't have insurance, okay, well then shouldn't you give it to people who also have insurance? Like I just mentioned, who have to maybe pay a larger deductible?
I hope.
There's not enough money for it to all go around. So you have to figure out some way to prioritize who needs to get a chunk of it.
They're about to lose a chunk of people from the city is what's about.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture.
But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To happen.
I think their offers from the other state are very real and sincere, and I'm hopeful Missouri can put a foot forward to give us a seat at the table.
He hopes lawmakers can put aside their feelings and get to work, despite a rocky end to the regular session.
But that's what the Senate's about. It's about relationships, and I'm hopeful they can find a way to move forward.
Yeah, Governor Kehoe there, obviously yesterday down in the Capitol, as Missouri senators were debating this proposal. They haven't really gotten much into the debate portion of it yet. I think several of them came forward on the Democratic side, and I'm sure the Republicans too, saying you have to get more money for emergency aid for the hurricane or the tornado recovery, and then they're going to start debating these tax incentives for the stadiums. And as I mentioned earlier, I was looking at Senator Nick Schroer specifically said that he had already introduced a couple of pieces of legislation, and you can kind of see where they're going with this. And I'm glad that they're applying a little bit of heat to him. I have to be honest about that. So he has introduced three bills in special session, Senator Schroer. One would phase out the income tax. It would immediately drop it to 4% and then have a plan to slowly phase it out. Now, Governor Kehoe at one point said he was in support of that. Senate Bill 6 phases out the property tax. And Senate Bill 7 is related to insurance payments for property lost in natural disasters. That is related to cities mandating that insurance companies send up to 25% of payments related to losses to the city instead of the insured. So I don't know if it would prevent that. I don't know what that would do exactly. If it would prevent the money being sent to the cities, because that's a state law that allows them to do that.
By the way, I was curious how long these special sessions can last, and I just Googled it, and it said if there's a special session called by the governor, it can last a maximum of 60 calendar days.
Yeah, they said on the reports, I saw two reports yesterday, they're expecting this one to last up to 2 weeks. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Like I said, we're going to get the governor on here on Thursday. I tried to get him this morning. We couldn't make it work, but we're going to get him on Thursday. Maybe tomorrow morning we'll try to get Senator Schroer on so he can talk about a couple of his ideas for this. I am interested to talk to Joe Nicola later, though. This property tax thing has got me fired up. If you're going to honestly come out and inspect my house and look at comps and tell me here's what we think your house is worth, that's one process. But to be mandated by a state group, three people on this board, by the way, all former state elected officials, not statewide, but either state senator, whatever, appointed by the governor, just randomly decide to adopt some national group's policy on what your house assessment should be. That your house assessment should be 90 to 110% of market value. And if it's not, you need to raise it immediately. So in other words, they're encouraging these assessors to go through and rubber stamp increases, whether they're justified or not. That is maddening to me that they can get away with that. But so many local counties, you're going to be shocked when I tell you the number of local counties that have already signed on a memorandum of understanding that they're going to get in line. You'll be surprised. And some didn't have to sign it because they already are, and you can probably guess which counties those are. I have to tell you. Coming up, we'll get to Kim on a whim in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Kim on a whim.
We've all heard the saying, act your age. That could be for anybody who's young and trying to act a little bit older than they are, or in some cases, it could be for older people who don't want to age, I guess, and they are trying to act like they're still in their 20s or their 30s.
Yes, that can be that can cause back problems. But go ahead.
Something I was going to say. Something tells you might have a personal story about this.
No. I was at the Hanson's Tree Service location yesterday because I was dropping off some really big bushes that I cut down in my backyard. And as I was dragging those to my truck and trying to hoist them up in there, it reminded me that I'm no longer 30 years old. But go ahead.
Well, that'll do it.
Yes.
Yeah, the back pain usually tells you that you are not that age anymore. Well, it's interesting because I want to play this clip for you here in a second. It was Ben Shapiro from The Daily Wire going off about this issue, specifically as it relates to Jennifer Lopez. I do not watch any award shows. It's just not my thing anymore. But she was at the American Music Awards recently, and she ended up kissing a male and female backup dancer on stage while she was performing. And that got a lot of people talking. And he has some very clear thoughts about not only her, but just people like her in general. Listen.
It is kind of amazing to watch elderly people who are now desperately attempting to maintain attention. Jennifer Lopez is 55 years old. She is
not elderly.
I agree, not elderly.
There is this thing that's happening in our culture where a bunch of people are masquerading as 17-year-olds. You see it in the manosphere, too. I see a bunch of people who are sort of in the podcast space who are cosplaying at being 17-year-old Beavis and Butthead types.
Okay, let's first talk about the whole elderly comment. I do agree with Ben Shapiro about people like Jennifer Lopez who are in their mid-50s and they want to still act like they're in their 30s. Now, she looks fantastic, do not get me wrong. Like, she can pull off a lot of the things that she might wear, but that doesn't mean that she should wear them. She still is in her 50s. However, Mark, just to make you feel better, 55 is not elderly.
Thank you.
I won't say your age. I'm just saying that's not elderly. Not even close.
Thank you. So, like, what he's talking about, that I'm thinking, I've had those exact same thoughts about, for example, Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
Madonna is in her 60s, I'm pretty sure, and very much tries to dance and dress and all that like she's still in 1980. She does. And, you know, she's clearly had more lip filler and Botox and plastic surgery than anybody could ever need to look the way she looks, because her skin is like flawless at whatever age she's at now. And that's a great example of it. I don't know anything about J-Lo. I do know that Ben Affleck probably made the greatest decision in his life running from that again.
Yeah, their whole love story is confusing to me. But like Kid Rock, even. I know people love Kid Rock. I get it. Yeah. But he also, I would say, is somebody who, he's 54 years old. I would also say he tries to act a little bit younger.
You think?
But yeah, I do. It's the way they dress. It's the way you carry yourself. It's what you say, how you act.
So what you're saying is, when you hit a certain age,
Act your age.
You shouldn't try to wear Lululemon pants and get... you know, hip shoes.
Yes. You can wear whatever. What were the sneakers you got that you were made fun of
for?
They had Velcro. Didn't they have Velcro and you were made fun of for it?
White New Balance tennis shoes. I'm not, you should just
she's saying this now. Wait till she gets to that age and then you watch it change.
I'm just saying, like, why are people still trying to dress a certain way or act a certain way when it's just not in keeping with their age? But this goes the other way. I was doom scrolling yesterday on social media, and some girl was talking up. She's like my age. She's got, I think, 5 kids, and one of her daughters is like it's 7 or 8 or something. And she said she's dropping her girls off at cheerleading camp, and some of the girls take it very seriously, but her girls were just there to, or at least one daughter was just there to simply have fun and hang out with her friends. She says she shows up and, you know, her daughter's just kind of wearing whatever they find at the house. And she says these girls at 7 or 8 years old are wearing like matching Lululemon, you know, the track suit thing or whatever they're called, like the leggings and the crop tops. And she just couldn't even believe it. She's like, I felt like I was looking at a group of, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-olds who were walking in. And I had to remind myself, she says, that they were like 7 and 8 years old because they've got their hair done up and, you know, their makeup because they're doing cheerleading. So that's kind of part of it, too. So it's both ends of the spectrum where it's like parents, and I'm sure I'll be guilty of this at some point. It's like we're always looking ahead to the next stage. Like, oh, you know, I want to speed up this process. Or it's like you're not just letting them be kids. You just let them be kids. Let them wear stuff that doesn't match, that looks ridiculous. And for the adults, we should probably just accept the fact that we are a certain age, and it doesn't mean you need to go out and buy Velcro shoes, Mark. You're not that old. But I am saying,
that's like, not why I bought them. I was in my 40s when this happened. It was just a mistake. I thought they were on sale.
They looked cool.
No, they were on sale. I thought I was getting a deal.
That even sounds old of you to say that. That's like what my grandma used to say.
I've had an old soul for a long time. I'm just saying. So here's a couple of observations about that. When I was in my 30s and had this goal of being a television news anchor, I thought I looked too young. So I briefly considered trying to color my sideburns to look a little gray, mm-hmm. so that I would look older, right? Which in hindsight was really stupid, because you're trying to conform to what you think some news director out there is looking for. And as you get older, you start to realize that youth is wasted on the young, because they don't realize, and quite frankly, parents don't do a good job relaying this information to their children, of what starts to happen when you age. Are just things that you think in your mind you can probably do it. You can go to the gym and try to do it, but there's just a natural process involved there, right? There's certain things your back's going to hurt more for no reason. These things are just going to happen. But when it comes to people's perceptions of you, and I'm sure this is part of what goes on in Hollywood, you start to be dismissed by society based on people's perception of your age. Now, I don't particularly care what people think of my age, but I know a lot of people are very self-conscious of that, because they pretty much feel like when you get to a certain age, society writes you off and they've pretty much moved on to the next generation. So I'm sure that's what it was with J-Lo. I'm sure that's what it is with Madonna. I wouldn't want to emulate any of that. But at some level, as I've gotten older, I can look at those people struggling to keep what they had, mm-hmm. and understand that.
Yeah, I bet they're worried about getting, you know, passed
sidelined.
Over. Yeah,
absolutely.
Passed over for
yes.
a role by somebody who's 30 years old and this up-and-coming, beautiful actress. I get that. But you also, and I mean, I can relate. It's not the same, but I can relate where I just look younger. You know, people typically think I'm 7 to 10 years younger than I actually am, which is great now, but especially being a reporter at the time, you don't want to look like
you're 18 years old,
and everyone always is stunned if I, not like I'm even old by any means, but it's like people are still surprised if I tell them my age, because they just think I'm in my mid-20s. And so I have struggled with that, where I felt like people wrote me off, though, as I was just some, oh, you're too young, you're inexperienced, you don't know. And so it right. was like what I had to say didn't matter. In fact, that's why I talk about Charlie Kirk a lot. But I am impressed with people like Charlie Kirk, who he's younger than I am. And the guy's really impressive with what he knows and how he's able to articulate different points. And that's such a God-given gift that he has. And he's using it so well. But I think that's what's so cool, is somebody like him, it doesn't matter that he's, you know,
Caroline Levitt,
even younger yeah. than Charlie Kirk. Like, there's yeah. such a high level of respect for people like that, despite their age. And people aren't just writing him off. But they carry themselves very well. There is a difference. They are acting their age.
Yeah. Well, because,
you know, they're not. Caroline's not trying to act like she's way older. I feel like she's just mature. She's almost 30, isn't she? Like 27, 28?
I think so. You know, the older people in the audience will appreciate this. You won't know who the older guy is that I'm talking about. But Ethan, I saw a meme yesterday. It showed the difference in how people are aging these days compared to how they used to age. It was a picture of Tom Brady at 45 when he was still playing in the NFL, and Kenny Stabler at 45 when he was still playing in the NFL. Kenny Stabler looked like somebody's grandfather. He had a gray beard and gray hair, and his face looked tired. And then there's this picture next to him of Tom Brady, who looked like a 30-year-old male yeah. model when he was 45, 46 years old.
That's because he didn't moisturize.
Well, he
like
moisturized. He had a supermodel yeah. helping take care of him and all that stuff. So that probably played a role in it.
Not anymore.
Times have changed, for sure. Well, no, I don't know. He's probably got Didn't he date like some 30-year-old or something?
Well, that's another thing people are doing. Dating people.
Maybe that keeps you younger.
Do not take that advice, by the way, of dating people who are like 30 years younger to stay young.
Bill Belichick looks 20.
Yeah, Bill Belichick, we're not in any way condoning what you're doing. I'm not. I'll speak for myself.
He's taking years off Belichick. Can't you tell? A little extra pep in his step.
It's just weird.
It is. It is weird. De Niro, I mean, like all of them.
So many of them.
Oh, I know.
Even Leonardo DiCaprio, he's known for dating girls who are in their 20s and 30s and doesn't want to marry him, just dates around.
That's right. Yep.
Got that off my chest. Thank you. I feel better about that. Thank you, guys.
Glad to hear that. Poor J-Lo. No, I'm just kidding.
You're not elderly, act your age, J-Lo.
Elderly.
And others like you.
All right, Kim, thank you. Hey, don't forget, coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk to Senator Joe Nicola. I'm excited about this interview, I have to tell you, because this brought some attention to something I had no idea about, and that is that I handed this to Kim a few minutes ago. That said, a whole bunch of local counties have signed a memorandum of understanding, and here's what you need to understand if you live in some of these counties, right? Now, some of them didn't need to sign a memorandum because their taxes have already gone up enough. St. Charles County, St. Louis County. But in counties you're going to recognize here locally, like, let's say, Washington County. I saw them on there. Franklin County, saw them on there. Lincoln County, saw them on there. City of St. Louis, saw them on there. They have agreed to automatically increase property taxes, in some cases 15%, in some cases 12%.
Without a physical, any sort of an inspection,
yes,
they just
automatically
raise it.
Because the law allows them to do that, because some state commissions decided that the amount you're paying in property tax isn't enough, which means these could go up by the end of the year that much, 15%. Or more on some of these houses. We're going to talk to Senator Nicola about that coming up here at about 8:35 this morning. We're going to be back in just...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a minute.
Mr. Song stated that he had been planning this attack for a year. And he acted because he hated what he called the Zionist group. But what the charges allege that he did was to throw Molotov cocktails at a group of men and women, some of them in their late 80s, burning them as they peacefully walked on a Sunday to draw attention to Israeli hostages held in Gaza.
Yeah, that's the acting U.S. attorney out in Colorado there talking about the terrorist act that happened, making it all the more shocking. I mean, anybody with a pair of eyes who watched this knew what was going on here. And the fact that the mainstream media had to be dragged kicking and screaming to admit this was a terror attack is not a surprise, right? But hearing what the guy was yelling, understanding the true mental health crisis that's going on among these Arabs in the Middle East, many of whom have either immigrated legally or illegally to the United States and are still carrying that same mental illness of deep-seated hatred for people who were Jewish, is a problem. Right? It speaks to a bigger problem that 20 years ago, Gaza was turned over to Hamas. And for 20 years, Hamas has been poisoning the minds of everybody that lives in Gaza about the evil Jews who live next door. And therefore, they have brought up in legions of fanatics who are willing to give their own lives as long as they can kill a Jew. Right? The Zionists. They hate the Zionists. If you look at a map of the Middle East, Israel is a tiny little thumbprint in the middle of a sea of Arabs. It should have no impact on their lives whatsoever, but they've all decided that Israel should not exist. So I was really shocked to hear Tucker Carlson yesterday claim that he might leave the Republican Party because of the comments by a Jewish Republican named Randy Fine. I want you to listen to this and to Tucker's shock over what this guy said.
Congressman Randy Fine of Florida, and he said this the other day on Fox News last week, quote, "In World War II, we did not negotiate a surrender with the Nazis. We did not negotiate a surrender with the Japanese. We nuked the Japanese twice in order to get unconditional surrender. That needs to be the same here in Gaza. There is something deeply wrong with this culture, and it needs to be defeated."
He's newly elected, like in the last, he filled Matt, I think Mike, it was Mike Waltz or Matt Gaetz's seat, one or the other.
It was Waltz, I think.
Waltz, yeah.
So I texted a friend of mine in Congress, is this really a member of Congress? Yes. It's like, I don't even know what to say to that, but that, first of all, it's evil. But how can you say something like that and not get expelled from Congress or the Republican? How can that person be a member of the Republican Party?
Really? I think Randy Fine was spot on. I don't understand what was wrong with what Randy Fine said. Now, the headline suggested that Randy Fine said we should nuke Gaza. That's not what he said. What he said was there's a culture here that needs to be cleansed. And you can't have Israel existing alongside a state that vows to wipe it out at all costs, all the time. And as long as Hamas has a single foothold, a single building in Gaza, the state of Israel will be under threat forever. So Randy Fine is exactly right. And I don't know what the hell's wrong with Tucker Carlson thinking the guy needs to be expelled from Congress for speaking the truth. That situation has got to be fixed, and Israel can't survive unless it is. So I disagree 100% with Tucker Carlson on that one. I'm not quite sure where he's coming from here for sure. All right, next hour we'll check in with John Lamping on the special set.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.